a happy new year. Hope you are deliciously well.
Deliciously well, that's a nice way of saying it. I'm deliciously well, how are you?
Right, if you haven't listened to last week's episode, that is one that you don't want to miss. It was all about setting your intentions for 2026. So that's available there. In that episode, we went through some of the new things in the new member packs. But in this one, we actually wanted to let you hear from some of Slimming World's members. Yes. Because, like, you know, we like talking and stuff, but it's nice to hear from other people, isn't it?
They're in the thick of it. They're the real ones in the trenches, aren't they? And they've got some incredibly inspiring stories. Sounds terrible, that. But, you know, you want to hear from real people because they were really, really doing it. We are real people, but it is nice to get that kind of experience of everyone.
Your touch on that? Yep.
Oh, yeah.
She's definitely real.
I thought you were talking about my crackly coat that's probably driving everyone mad.
So we're in a real place today. We don't really do studios. We're in a cafe. No. So we're in a popular supermarket cafe, if that adds a layer of picture to your mind.
Yes, you can hear the self-checkouts bleeping in the background, can't you? The bacon being cooked in the kitchen and the pressing of the coffee machine, if that's what you're listening to.
So one of the things we have been asked in our inbox, people email the slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com, and we've noticed that quite often people can listen to the podcast almost as a way to kind of get to know Slimming World. Maybe you haven't been to Slimming World before or heard about it, or maybe it's a while since you've been. And people email us, ask, you know, what will I expect when I go to group? Where do you recommend I begin? And we thought, well, that's a really interesting question and something to worth thinking about. And if you haven't seen it before, actually, on the YouTube, if you Google "see what happens in group," there is a brilliant video. It's about 3 minutes long that Slimming World filmed, which shows you what happens in group. But we thought maybe the idea about a welcome, because we know obviously it's not just about group, there is also the online offering that Slimming World does. Anna has another hat on that she can put in for that, among many hats, I've got to say.
Yes, I've got about 17 Slimming World hats. And you know what's the same with both, the online system and in group? It's all about that support, that welcome, that coming in and being part of the family. And with the online system, we've got the community. With groups, you've got that in-person group and that sense of community that I never realised, A, I needed, or B, was there. And that's so rare in today's society, isn't it? Actually meeting people in a physical space and getting that kind of sense of help and support by like-minded people trying to do the same thing. And coming from someone that was so terrified to walk into group, I wish I'd known then what I know now about how nice the welcome had been. Because it's quite scary, isn't it?
I think so. And last year, Slimming World did it did some research with 7,000 new members over 2024. And this research came out last year. Yeah. And just what you were saying there, Anna, in some of the research findings, it talked about how before coming to group, more than half of new members didn't know where to start. Over two-thirds didn't dare dream they could lose weight and said their minds were filled with doubt. But just after one session, 97%, that's a very high stat, isn't it? 97% left feeling motivated to make changes to their lifestyle in order to lose weight. And 98% left feeling committed to their weight loss. So what about that? If you're listening today and you're thinking you want 2026 to be different, you want this to be the January that you make those changes and you'll never have a January like this again, then lean in and listen up.
Yes, I think it is that take a leap of faith that you really desperately might need to make, and actually listening to how people actually feel when they walk in is so reassuring. And the stories of actually taking that leap of faith, because imagine if we hadn't have walked into group, imagine where we'd be now. I dread to think where I'd be now, Claire, but we definitely wouldn't be sat in a supermarket cafe making a podcast, would we? But we wouldn't be the healthy people we are today.
No way. Shall we throw out to the voicemail inbox then?
I think we should. I love an inbox.
So we've got a few messages today. Let's go and head over to Northamptonshire to Daventry.
I'm Shelley Davis and I go to Andrea's Daventry group. The reason I joined a group in the first place is because I felt like I just needed some more accountability and some more support. And when I walked into my first group, I was definitely, you know, nervous to start off with. But after I had met everybody and they were like, come and sit with us, and they were chatting to me and sharing ideas, you know, it completely changed my perception of what group would be like. And after I left that first group, and you know, every group since I've been, that I've been to since, I felt really motivated and really, you know, full of great ideas. And I think group has been such a really important part of my journey. And without it, I wouldn't be standing here today, 4.5 stone lighter. So group has been really, really important for me.
Thanks very much, Shelley. Oh, there's a man here collecting trays. I think he thought I was talking to him. Now, that idea about needing accountability and support,
yeah.
I really relate to that.
Yeah.
Because I've been in that situation where I've just been weighing at home.
Yes.
And that, I don't know, the beratement I used to give myself if the scale was not moving downwards consistently all the time in massive numbers, like a linear machine. Why does accountability matter so much? What do you, because you're a consultant as well as an online host, why does that matter?
I think why accountability is so important is when you get to group, you are leaving the past behind you and making a plan for the coming 7 days. So you're lifting that burden of guilt, but you're also being true to yourself. I think when I used to weigh at home, I'd kid myself and be like, I'll start again tomorrow. Getting into group, getting on the scales, getting that support in group from other people and your consultant allows you to learn how to change habits, to keep those kind of habits consistent being changed and evaluated. And it also gives you a support system. So if you have got on the scales and it's not gone how you wanted, you're not on your own. You're not then beating yourself up. You're lifting that burden, like I said, but getting tangible strategies in place so that you can go away and lose weight every single week.
Yeah, and you know what Shelley was there saying there about feeling nervous? I mean, I think we're going to hear a bit of a theme in some of these voicemails. Yeah. I mean, you know, even in the research that came out last year, you know, in these 7,000 people who were polled, new members were saying that before their first group, they were feeling fed up, embarrassed, out of control and desperate. Before joining Slim World, only 40% of new members believed they could lose weight and keep it off. Wow. You know, and after that first group, there was that change, you know, that switch that people felt. I mean, for Shelley, you know, 4.5 stone lighter. Wow. What a different January Shelley's going to have.
And it's that sense of, you do see it in group as a consultant. People who walk in, I mean, I'm always at the door, really ready to welcome and greet my new members. But you see that apprehension. And then by the end of the session, their shoulders are dropping. That smile has appeared. They've got a strategy. They've got a plan. They're understanding. They've done the hardest bit. But you physically see people all hunched up, walked in, look terrified, to leaving with a smile on their face, which is really wonderful to see. Also, they're connected with people in group. You know, I always make sure I sit them next to a lovely member, so they've got someone to make sure they're next to in that coming week, and they've had a connection, they've had a brew, they've lifted that burden already, and it is remarkable to watch.
Love that. Right, let's listen to another voicemail message over to the inbox.
Hello, my name's Hannah. I go to the Wednesday group in Marsden Mortain with Jane. I would say my first experience of group was nervous but excited. I'd already joined various other groups over the years, but I would say this is the first group where it has really stuck and everything's just clicked. I rejoined due to various health issues, and it had been just under a year since my dad passed away, so it kind of clicked into place in my head that I needed to sort myself out. So when I rejoined, I was already about 3 or 4 stone down. Since rejoining, I am now approaching my 4 stone weight loss board. I would say just the plan's just amazing personally for me. It's so easy to follow. It's so wide and varied. There's so much you can do and have on it. And you really, really don't feel restricted. And you can try so many new different recipes. I get my kids trying new things daily. And, you know, I would just say anyone who's looking to join, like, just go for it. My group's amazing. They're so warm and welcoming. And I couldn't have asked for a better group to help me on my weight loss journey.
Aha, so warm and welcoming. The idea of, you know, the money that you pay to be a Slim and World member is way more than just stepping on the scales. As an online member,
the community
and the support. So are you able to talk about that in terms of the online offering? What kind of support would someone have in that sense?
The community is sensational. So all those online members kind of live together, if you like, in a big central hub called the community, where you have discussion boards, where you can talk to each other. We've also got the team at head office that look after that to make sure that they're getting all the correct information. And then we run online Zoom sessions, which members can come in and watch live. There's 20 of us online hosts that are in-person consultants as well as online hosts. And then we run Zooms all through the week, which then can be watched on demand, with it from everything from cooking to looking at activity and then looking at kind of the psychology of habit change. So it is a very kind of unique system, but is absolutely brilliant and really helps support people to make long-term habit change.
Yeah, congratulations Hannah, by the way. Amazing work, well done for getting back and finding what works for you.
Yeah.
I imagine there could be people listening to this who are thinking about rejoining. If you haven't listened to some of our earlier podcasts, there has been some updates to the plan, even in the group experience as well. But one thing that hasn't changed is this idea of filling up on lots of food that is good for you. Normal food, as people call it. This idea about, you know, not going hungry or feeling deprived. And there Hannah's talking about, you know, supporting her kids, cooking with her kids. I mean, that, I think, is what's different in thinking of this as a lifestyle, not necessarily as a diet.
Yeah, cooking for your friends, your family, your kids, normal food, and creating new habits that will last a lifetime. That is so reassuring to me, because actually I'm not cutting anything out. I'm not having to add in all shakes or anything like that. I'm just eating normal food and not being hungry, because I often talked about this. I am not a nice person if I get hungry. And that's why I love food optimizing, because that feeling of deprivation and hunger is the most easiest way to go and sabotage yourself, isn't it?
Oh, hello.
Sounded a bit like a fart.
It did, didn't it? Well, I don't know what you've been eating, love.
I hope they keep that bit in the transcript, which they put in the members episode.
Oh, someone's moving the chairs.
Right, whilst this nonsense going on, let's go back to the inbox.
Hi, I'm Lisa. I am a member of Ross Slimming World Group in Scunthorpe. I joined because I didn't want to be fat at 40. I was shy, I was quiet, I was nervous. And I remember my very first session just literally just sitting there and just listening and not engaging with anyone. And I was like that for some time. I'm now a Target member and I still go and I sit on the social team. I'm grateful to be a part of an amazing group. Looking forward to what the future holds.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, Lisa, for leaving that message. And Lisa picks up on something that I think is quite apt. This idea that something that happens beyond the scales, which is a theme we're going to talk about, isn't it, in the next couple of weeks. This idea of non-scales victory and confidence, building confidence comes up a lot.
Building confidence in yourself and trusting yourself, but also how you present yourself to the world. I often see members come in, like Lisa talked about, you know, not wanting to talk, being really quiet, and now they're on the social team. I think that is such a full circle moment, isn't it? Because it's not only the weight they lost, but the person they've become and doing things that they probably never dreamed they ever would. So if you're like, you know, Lisa, and thinking, I don't want to talk, I don't want to do that, please know that the group format now is so geared up to give you that support at your own pace, whether or not you want to talk or you just want to absorb. You want to be someone who's watching. I think it's knowing you can get all that help and support, even if you just want to sit there and take it all in.
Yeah, exactly. And this idea about looking forward to the future, that last little bit that Lisa said there, that really resonated with me, because I really felt when I rejoined with you, gosh, was it 8 years ago?
It's gotta be.
Yeah. 8 years ago. I was feeling so embarrassed.
Yeah.
I felt out of control. I was like, I just don't know what I'm doing anymore. I've tried everything and this is not working. I'm not I'm not able to fix this. I need help. And there was a bit of embarrassment and shame in facing that. But that idea of then just kind of turning up every week, making that commitment, you know, whether it starts for you with a 6-week, 12-week countdown, just make that commitment to get there, to weigh in, to, if you're an online member, to turn up, to do an event every week.
To weigh in.
To get that support. And just start. Everyone has to start somewhere. And the thing that I always said to myself is, this is where I begin, it's not where I end.
Yeah.
And that excitement, I think, for, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
whereas I think when I joined, there was a fear of the unknown.
Yeah, and that's understandable, isn't it? You're walking into a room full of people that you feel you don't know, especially if you've never done Slimming World before. You don't know what you're going to encounter, but I can assure anybody that's listening, you are going to get a greeting, you're going to get love, support, you know, you're going to get a lunatic like me at the door. You know, it's something that I never truly knew I needed until I got it. Also, you know what Greet really helped me with, that support, was to forgive Anna, to learn to love Anna, who was overweight and was struggling. And actually now that Anna of the past is someone I thank for who I am today. And I don't think, unless I've been through the group experience and been through that journey with other people, I would have got that level of understanding of myself, or forgiveness for myself, and gratitude actually. So it's more than just a weight loss organisation, being in group. It gives you friendship, it gives you structure, it gives you motivation, and it gives you support when you need it most, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, we're not machines. We are humans. We do have emotions.
Exactly.
Some of that is heavy baggage, right, that we carry. It may change, it may not change. We may have to accept it. But I think many of us have used food as an emotional crutch for helping 100%. Us get through. And instead, I think what this allows us to do is unpick, look at our relationship with food, and maybe try and find some healthier habits, definitely, be that with food or with how to handle emotions in a different way.
Exactly. And it's not just about the food we eat, it's about how we learn to change our habits around emotions and behavior. And that's what's so key, because anybody can follow an eating plan, but what food optimizing, Slimming World and group gives you is that understanding of the psychology of yourself, but also what you need to do to maintain weight loss, which is vital, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh, the chairs are all go today,
isn't it? So it's a hot bed of activity. Is that the right phrase?
I mean, that
hot hive.
I mean, if
hive
you
of activity,
see, if you could see
hot bed.
We could see hot bed.
I'm not very good with phrases.
No, I think that you just create your own. That's what I do. If in doubt, I mean, do you not remember the word I created? Creamonizer.
Wow. Yeah. On that note, let's go back to the inbox.
Yeah.
Hello, Slimming World podcast. It's Sarah Carfori here. I hope you ladies are well. My first experience where I fell hooked and fell in love with Slimming World was 15 years ago. I was welcomed by a lovely lady called Claire Evans, who is now our senior field manager within Slimming World. She was the consultant there at Sutton at Hone. She opened her doors, and there, I cannot even remember how many people were there. I think about 90 that wanted to join on that evening. And my impression of losing weight was going to be, it was going to be miserable, it was going to be boring. But that evening just completely changed my opinion. There was so much energy in the room, and there was fun, and there was laughter, and there was talk about copious amounts of food that we can eat. Nothing was off limits. I was totally hooked. And 15 years on, I'm still that member with that passion. I've been at Target for 13 years. I've been a Slimming World consultant for 13 years in Dartford and South Durham. Absolutely love my groups. Big shout out to my groups. Whoop, whoop. So I still have the passion. I still have the gratitude for Slimming World. And thank you to Claire. And thank you to Slimming World for changing my life and my family's life. And that's me. Happy Christmas.
Now, isn't that interesting? Thank you, Sarah, by the way. We've heard from Sarah many times on our podcast.
Friend
I love that.
Podcast.
Friend of the podcast, yes. Sarah mentioned something that was quite interesting there about that idea of people's self-perception of what group might be, or even just the process of losing weight, that it might be miserable, boring.
Yeah.
And anyone listens to this podcast, they'll realise that actually it can be an absolute hoot. It can be fun. Even
joyous. you can eat nice food. Yeah. I often say to my members, you know, this is meant to be fun. This is a journey of getting to know yourself, but while eating copious amounts of beautiful food. And a lot of us walk into a Slimming World and think it's going to be a certain way, and then our mind is blown because it is the polar opposite of what we think. And I think Sarah describes it so well in her... I don't know, her vigour and excitement for food optimising is infectious, isn't it? It really, really is.
And well, I think it's that word energy that is an interesting choice of word, because that was one of the things that I really wanted to get. I felt lethargic, sluggish.
Yes.
Just like, ugh. Yes. Like I was on half battery all the time. No matter how long I slept, no matter what I did, I just felt on half battery. Yeah. It wouldn't charge up any more than that. And there's something about when you get into... group or you connect with people, you get that real life connection, which is another topic we're going to talk about in coming weeks, that gives you a buzz. I mean, they talk about, in terms of scientific research, evidence-backed research talks about things like loneliness, you know, loneliness, the health impact of that is the equivalent of smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
Gosh.
And you know, quite often it's hard to define what loneliness is or feels like. But I kind of think of it more of like feeling a sense of disconnect, maybe from myself, maybe from others or the world around me. And there's something about when I joined the Slim World, I felt like I plugged back in.
Aww,
do you know what I mean?
That's so nice to hear. Yeah. And it's that connection with yourself, but with other people, isn't it? And knowing that actually you're doing such good for yourself. That thing about, you know, energy and lack of it. When you're eating rubbish, I used to just feel so lethargic, but also so demotivated. So the combination of eating well and then getting the enthusiasm of the other people around me was like a battery charger. I like that.
I think also it's meeting people like Sarah, Lisa, Hannah, Shelley, and we're going to hear from Karen and Leonie in a minute. I think it's meeting these people that really gave me that buzz, because when you are sat next to someone, or you're connecting, or someone on the community forum is replying to your post, who's been in that situation, and they're saying, you can do this.
Yeah.
I struggle too. I found it hard, but I found a way through. Just keep at it. There's nothing more empowering. That's better than just watching a TV program, you know, or seeing a post on social media of someone that, that you're not connected with.
No, and it's that... that connection with other human beings that is so vital and can be lost so easily in this day and age, and understanding that you're understood, I think is so key in lifting that burden of how we feel about ourselves.
Right, let's head back over to the inbox and hear from Karen and Leonie.
Hello, my name's Karen. First reason I started was to lose weight, feel better, and to actually look nice and be confident in who I am. 9 months, I've lost a stone. I am proud of that. I'm disappointed that it's not more. But I have now set myself a new goal to lose a stone within 6 weeks. So, yeah, that's my story. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Lainey, and I run a Slimming World group in Cromwell. I've been a consultant for 5 years. It's nearly 6 years. And I was a member for about 4 years before that. And I first came to group because I wasn't in any family photos and my children really wanted me to be. And I mentioned it to a friend who was already a Slimming World member. She said, come along with me, come and meet Tamsin. So I did. And I left really, really excited. And I was in photos.
So Anna, Karen mentioned that word confident as well, but also very, very real in that she felt like she'd been struggling. And I love that now it's on the podcast, Karen, your new goal of losing a stone in 6 weeks. Yes.
But do you
let us know how you get on.
Oh, please do. Do you know what also kind of came out for that for me? She's in group, she's getting that support. And if she wasn't, the struggle would have turned into something so much bigger. So she's there, she's got a vigour back, she's going to lose a stone in 6 weeks, and she's got that confidence in herself to do it.
Yeah, and Leonie talking about family photos, you know, how you just start to edit your own life, you slowly disappear into the background. For me, I started only doing headshots, not body shots. I was at the back of any kind of group photo.
I held my phone so far above my face, so it made me look about 3 stone lighter, like, you know.
I grew my nails longer, thinking it might make my fingers look thinner, and my hair longer, and made it bigger so that it made my face look smaller. And I wore black all the time.
The good time. And I remember putting a thing on Facebook that didn't allow anybody to tag me in a photo without me okaying it, because I was so scared about actually what the true photograph would look like. And the lengths I would go to, that is now withdrawn off Facebook.
It's take quite exhausting, isn't it? Holding that kind of mask up permanently. Yeah. That fear. Like, it's a lot to carry. I mean, life is happening, and as a life is a lot. So then to have that extra
burden.
Yeah, burden is the word, yeah.
Yeah, and it's that understanding that you're not alone in your feelings, and that is one of the biggest supports I got from group. I remember sitting and just going like that in my chair, like just slumping down, like, oh my God, she said it, she gets it, that's how I feel. Because I felt so lonely in my head with my thought processes, actually to understand that other people did the same was really a really humbling experience, I think.
Do you know what I think we need to do for social media on this
See
post?
Slumped.
No, not you. No, I was thinking we need to do our version of the classic Slim and World group nod.
Do you? What's the group nod?
No, you know where you're just like, oh yeah,
the nod.
I me too. The me too nod, right?
I often say that when a member's talking, I'm like, oh Linda, you can't see the back rows all nodding behind
right.
you.
Right, the classic like Slim and World nod.
Yes.
Nodding dogs, yeah.
Yeah.
But it is that. The anticipation of walking into a group is you think this is going to be something that's stereotypical, that's not going to be helpful, that's not going to be supportive. The way I walked out was, oh my God, someone understood me. And that's still what I get now when I walk in a group. These people are my people, they get me.
Find your tribe.
Yeah.
That is. And, you know, it's amazing to listen to so many stories of, you know, our back catalogue of all these interviews and things that we've done over the last 7 years. We celebrated our seventh podcast birthday last week, which is wild. But there's lots of themes, I think, which come out of this. So people almost like having their new Slimming World family.
Yes.
A new group of friends.
You call your mum tribe, don't you? You've got your Slimming World mum.
Mum tribe, yeah. Exactly. So, you know, it's just that confidence, I think, that, you know, all these possibilities lie ahead of you. The opportunity is there. Go get it, you know. And if you are someone who's never joined Slim and World before, or maybe you're rejoining, go get all those offers that are available to you to
There's
join
so many. And reach out. I always say, pick up the phone, come and talk to me. If you want to speak to me before you get to group, have a little chat, I'll meet you at the door. Like,
specifically you or no. their consultant. Okay. Should we just clarify that, because Anna's got to have a very busy phone.
Do you remember when we accidentally put my phone number up on the Instagram by mistake? That was a fun day. But, you know, reach out to your local consultant. They are at the end of the phone. That's what we want to do. We want to talk to you. We want to welcome you. And I always say to my members, they are always looking out for the new members in the car park, to give them a smile, to bring them in, to make them a cup of tea. So I promise you'll get a warm welcome.
Just a note on that, actually. If you do want to find where your nearest group is, you can go slimmerworld.co.uk. There's a tab right at the top that says find your nearest group. You put your postcode in. You can even pick which day you want, what time of day you want, and see what's nearby you. So make that work for you. And there's also details there about the digital service that Slimmerworld offers. Worth noting, actually, for people who haven't been to group, or maybe members who just go in and leave. The new revised group experience has been happening in group for a few months now. Are you able just to kind of give a sense of what's changed?
Yeah, I think what's changed is that it's all about that group collaboration. Oh, they're washing the knives and forks. It's all about coming together. So really looking at motivating you to the most, getting that food learning, but getting that behaviour change. So it's not necessarily people have that old vision of we sit around and we clap everyone and we talk to everybody. It's you know, it's all about that individual attention if you need it, but getting that group to be motivating you as a whole. So, you know, if people want to just sit there and absorb it and don't want to chat, then they don't. If you want to get involved and get talking, it's absolutely that forum. But it's really about that forward thinking, about really thinking about what are we going to do in the next 7 days to go away and lose weight, creating an individual plan for yourself and getting the tools and techniques to do that.
So, you know, last week in group, I sat there and I didn't get the weight loss that I wanted. I was a bit disappointed.
Yeah.
By the way, we're recording this just before Christmas.
Yeah. Right,
just so you
just
know. Yeah, because it'd obviously be a bit weird to like say this is Christmas New Year. But anyway, whilst I was listening, people were mentioning recipes that they were talking about, soups that they were. So by the end of the group, I had a piece of paper and a pen, and I'd come up with five recipes, and I'd had them all. I'd even done my shopping list. I'd even done my shopping list.
Is that the plan?
And that afternoon, I went to my big supermarket and I got it. And the food that we have had this week,
delightful.
It has been so good.
But that's it. It's about the energy. It's about the time. It's about the space. About getting that support. So if you have got something going on, ask for that support. But equally, it may be about you giving those ideas, those recipes. It's that kind of 30 minutes, that short, sharp motivation so that you can set that mini target and achieve it. It's a dynamic place to be.
And help celebrate other people. You know, okay, maybe sometimes it might not work out for you that week, but such and such next year has had a great week and it's finally worked out for them. After all these years, they're finding a way through. Celebrating with other people is such a great thing.
So key. And also knowing that you're going to get those, we've got those tools in there that are so important for the psychology of habit change. You know, your consultant is an expert that is going to help you do that and helping you to understand that you can food optimize through anything. And that's what the group experience gives you, the ability to learn how to food optimize 7 days, 100%. So vital, really, really is.
Yeah, if you do it, it really works. Or yeah. What's the phrase?
If you really do it, it really works. If you kind of do it, it kind of works. Right. Or something like that. I've made that up.
So what are you willing to do differently this January?
Oh,
that's the killer question right there, isn't
my
it?
My shirt just unbuttoned as you asked that. That was quite an interesting.
That's a very different podcast. I'm glad it's not video.
Yes.
We may get some more hits.
Or you know, not. They've run a mile.
Okay, right. We'll do some Slimming World nods for our Instagram at Slimming World Podcast, where you can see lots of behind the scenes photos of what we get up to. If you want to go on Slimming World Podcast Instagram, DM us photos or videos of your nods. Doing the Slimming World nod. Wouldn't that be great to fill a reel full of all of you lot doing your Slimming World nods?
If any of my members are listening, you're all nodding to camera this week.
Have a great week, whatever you get up to. We'll be back with another podcast next week, so you can listen to that either on the members app or on Apple or Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening in with us, and we'll be back very soon.
Bye for now.